This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Under one of Milwaukee's major interstates and around high traffic exit ramps sits over 20 tents. These are the homes of some of the city's homeless residents. With these tents recently covered in snow and the state's Department of Transportation asking people to leave, this homeless encampment is slowly coming to an end. Alana Watson reports.
The encampment known as Tent City has been a part of Milwaukee for at least 2 years. There have been up to 80 people living here at times. People of all races and ages find a tent or a tarp, weigh it down with items they brought with them or a rock nearby, and settle in. Nonprofits and others are providing services like meals, showers, toiletries, bus passes, and money. Michael Pyritz is with the state's Department of Transportation, and he says there's one big problem with this.
There's a lot of really good-hearted people in Milwaukee, and it's really, kind of heartwarming to see because everyone's dropping off materials and things down here. The problem is it's not helping.
Pirates says the encampment is simply illegal.
You cannot camp on Wisconsin Department of Transportation right away. And clearly all that land along 794 is part of the interstate's right of way.
This is why the department posted a letter in October letting residents know that they would be evicted. According to Pirates, this is the first time the state has been involved getting people to leave the homeless encampment. Milwaukee County, the state, and even a few residents of Tent City have concerns about drug use and violence in the encampment. But Pyritz says the department got involved because of plans to develop that area.
We've been looking for opportunities along the 794 corridor to do projects that will help with connectivity and, improve the corridor overall.
Some of those opportunities include a dog park, a potential farmers market, and a water treatment infrastructure that the city has been working on for years. The state gave Tent City residents until the end of October to relocate, but pushed the deadline back because over 20 people were still living under the interchange.
Honestly, I don't know why they care more about this scorched piece of land under here, this dirt, piece of dirt under here, more than the people themselves.
A man that goes by AJ is staying in the encampment for a few days until he boards a train to Minneapolis. He is staying on an old couch with a fire burning close to him. He says most people living there are trying to escape, and they've made a home under the 794. Milwaukee County told WPR that they have been pushing to get people housing before winter. James Matthew with the county's housing division says this year's homeless population is a lot different than the last.
Milwaukee's not going to force individuals to go to a homeless shelter. They have the choice whether or not to do that. But folks are very, very shelter resistant.
Matthew says the county's focus is on getting people into permanent housing.
Housing is the only way to end homelessness. So we're really looking for the community to embrace that mission and look at how they can support individuals permanently ending their homelessness through housing.
But that's no small task. In Wisconsin, almost 5,000 people are homeless, and about 900 of them are in Milwaukee County. With winter arriving early, AJ says there are people who will stay through the cold nights and snow rather than go to a shelter or a warming center.
There's a certain camaraderie that we've had, a certain brotherhood that we've had around here. We still do.
There's no official date on when people have to relocate from Tent City, and it's unclear how the county or state plans to keep people from coming back next year. Alana Watson, Wisconsin Public Radio.